We are in the process of trying to get a hold of David Icke. So far, he has not picked up the phone. But just so that all the listeners can kind of understand what's going on, this is, you know, may take a while. We're going to keep trying to get him online because I would really like to be able to interview the man. If we do not get him today, I will reschedule to get him on air at a different time. But for you people who are listening that happen to know who David Icke is, I would like to have you call in, and we will, you know, kind of do a little bit of talking about what we think about David Icke, the books that he has written. If any of you have read any of his books, I would like to hear your comments about those. And in the meantime, like I said, we will keep trying to get a hold of David Icke. You know, I can only do what we can do. But if there are people out there who would like to call in and make a comment about the books that David Icke has written or his theories or maybe even the person that you may think he is or maybe is not, that would be very, very, you know, nice, and it would be fun. I was thinking it could be a very controversial show, and so maybe if some of you callers decide to call in, it can still be that way. But until we get a hold of him, I'm going to give you my thoughts on what I've learned about David Icke, and I have not read any of his books, but I have looked and reviewed all of his books, what he has online. So anybody who is listening out there, if you go to www.davidicke.com, it comes up with his website, and then you can probably take a look at some of the same things that I am about to talk about. And my thought is, if we get him on the line, then there will be a lot of questions that we'll get to end up asking him, and I will also be very thrilled for that. But to start with, David Icke, who is supposed to be on the show, and again, hopefully that he still will, is very controversial with the way he believes, the way that he writes, and the stories that he has come up with. One of my questions that I was going to ask him is, are your books fact or fiction? Because a lot of the things that are in his books, again, are very controversial, and a lot of people have a very hard time believing what his books say or even thinking that there's a possibility of any kind of conspiracies going on any place. So again, if anybody would like to call in and make a comment about David Icke, his books that you have read, I would actually look forward to that. But as I was going through his information, his last book that he talks about is The Global Conspiracy. And he talks about all the people that are doing the manipulation in the world and kind of running the world, actually. And again, there could be a lot of questions asked about that, but without his side of the story, you know, I will just throw a bunch of comments out there, and then if we get a hold of him, maybe he will answer them for us. And like I said, if not, then we will try to get him on air at another time. But he has written several books. So again, if you go to his website, www.davidicke.com, and you click on, you're going to see that he's a lecturer, and he's written The Global Conspiracy, which talks a lot about what he thinks is going on in the world today, and what's going to be happening. And again, a lot of people have a hard time thinking that maybe, you know, the English Parliament or whatever you choose to call them really had anything to do with Diana's death. Just like people are having a hard time thinking that our government may have anything to do with the 9/11. And facts sometimes are facts, and they're really hard to get them over with unless you check into them. So that was why that question for him, is your books fact or fiction, would be my very first question. He also talks about the Illuminatis, which a lot of people do not know about again, and a lot of people, I'm sure, would kind of look at that and go, how can that be possible? But he actually talks about all of the bloodlines that kind of run forever and all of the horrible, horrible things that had been going on, you know, with their so-called society. And he doesn't really leave too much out, as far as I can tell by looking at the book review. So it would probably be helpful if you have questions about the Illuminati. Maybe, you know, give us a call in, and maybe somebody will have an answer for you, and they can call in too. Anyway, the phone lines are open if you would like to call in. And in the meantime, I'm just going to keep talking about what I was going to ask him anyway, and then maybe next time, if he does not get on air this time, we'll get some of the answers that are going to be coming for the next time. Another one I was going to ask him is when he writes about the global conspiracy, there was a version out of 1984. But my question was, is the same things that they talked about in that one going on right now and actually starting to happen? Because after looking at David's bio, he has been known to be a person who kind of says what he wants to say, and a lot of people don't want to hear it. You know, he used to work for the BBS radio, and he was let go for some reasons, and I was going to ask him that because I don't want to do any hearsay. I'd rather actually hear it from his mouth if he's willing to talk about it. I was also going to ask him other questions about some of his other books, like he wrote a book called Infinite Love is the Only Truth. And in that book, I'm assuming he mostly talks about love and how it works. But there's a quote on his website that I really like. And the quote goes like this: the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. Now, the person who wrote that was Albert Einstein. Pretty impressive back in his time. I happen to agree with him. I think that we are kind of prodded to believe and think whatever the media wants us to think, or what our government wants us to think, or what other governments may want us to think. And I really think that we have forgotten a lot about our own intuitive gifts, our own intuitive mind, because we do know a lot more in our hearts and in our souls than we do with our logic mind. Because logic, we try to make everything fit, and we find out many, many times over that it does not fit. And then we got to go back and go, gee, I knew I should have done it that first way with that gut feeling that I had. If people would start to listen to that gut feeling more, maybe that would be a good way to get out from under the beliefs that we have been taught to believe, and really knowing that that's not how our true heart might feel. So that was one of the questions I was going to ask him about, too, when we talked about his Infinite Love is the Only Truth. He wrote another book called Tales from the Time Loop, and it's about global conspiracy and how it's unfolding actually all around us. Again, we talk about conspiracies, and people go, oh, no, you're crazy. You know, was the Kennedy a conspiracy? Was his murder a conspiracy? Was Princess Diane's a conspiracy? Is our government and other governments all in conspiracy to keep control of us? Those are major, major questions that all of us need to ask ourselves. And those are major, major questions that we really need answers to. Because without those answers, our true belief, our intuitive part, we're going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over through many, many lifetimes like we already have. And I think it's real important that we change that. The world we're leaving for our kids today is not one that's very pretty if you look at it and you think about it. It's not the prettiest place to be today. And that's kind of sad. He wrote another book called Children of the Matrix, which talks about two things that people really need to do and why they need to do them. And in that part, when he talks about the Children of the Matrix, in case you did not read that book, I'm bringing it up right now, and he says that the two things that you need if you are to uncover and communicate what is really happening in the world, one is to be free of the dogma belief system, and the second is to not give a damn what people think and say about you, or at least not to let them influence your decision. And he goes on to talk about how we were born into a world that's controlled by unseen forces that have actually been manipulating us for thousands and thousands of years. And he makes the comment that it's not a Hollywood script. You know, a lot of things that David Icke has come up with, I think people really need to take a look at. And whether they think it's just an extraordinary story that he's made up in his mind, or if they actually believe that some of these things can possibly be happening, your best bet is to go for yourself and to find out, to get the answers for yourself. Don't just take somebody else's word for it. Don't take somebody's word saying, oh, David Icke is a kook. He's always been a kook, always going to be a kook. Check your heart. See what your heart's telling you about some of these things. Everybody asks the same questions over and over again about the war, why we invaded, why we're still there. And we just continue on going, oh, well, okay, our soldiers are there and we have to support them, which I believe in that, but I also believe they should not be there. So if anything that I am saying would prompt anybody to call in, by all means, call in, because it would be fun to talk with other people and kind of hear what you think is going on in the world today. Dave Icke also talks about the exposures of the hidden bloodlines that go through many, many other dimensions. And he talks about how all the royals, the politicians, and the economy rulers of today are those of the same descendant from the same kings and queens. Some of the stories are pretty hard to take, pretty hard to believe. Some of them are actually kind of going, man, he's got this best imagination could ever thought possible. And I'm always curious to find out if that's the case. Then how come the rest of us don't have that kind of an imagination, and how come we can't go out and prove that either he is right or wrong? He also wrote a book called The Biggest Secret, and those talk about a lot of things. They talk about Diana's death and a lot of things that she went through that the public, of course, never heard about or never will know about unless it's finally uncovered and it gets out there. In that same book, he talks about an existence of a reptilian race from another planet and other dimensions that are covertly controlling humanity. You know, all of these things sound so far-fetched, but if you take a look around the world lately, have you seen what's really going on? Is there a possibility that some of these things could be true? Is there a possibility that they're not true? Open your minds, everybody. Open your hearts. Close down that logic part of your brain. And for 1 minute, just think about what he has said. He has stood behind his words. He does not back down. Even though he's been ridiculed, people tell him he's weird and he's crazy and all kinds of things, the man still does not back down. Now, that either takes somebody who's awfully, awfully stupid or somebody who really believes in what he's saying. Which do you think it is? He also wrote another book. He wrote a book that's also called And the Truth Shall Set You Free. It's another book that was kind of interesting according to what the reviews said. What was really funny to me about And the Truth Should Set You Free is that most people, I don't believe, want to know the truth. Because if they did know the truth, then it would really be up to them to try to do something to change it or to make it better or to make it different or to really start to be who they need to be. And a lot of people, I think, are afraid to do that. They're afraid of the ridicule. They're afraid of people thinking that they're going to be crazy or they're nuts or, man, you just are really lost it by now. But they're also afraid that if they admit that there's something out there that needs to be changed, they have to take the responsibility to change it. And I don't know how many of you out there are willing to take the responsibility. But yet you moan and you groan. You talk about how bad everything is, and then you go back home, you lock your doors, close your windows, and you sit there and watch the television. You watch what the media has to tell you, and you sit there, and you're being given all the negative energy that continues day after day after day, because that's what sells. How many of you out there listening have to rush home and hear that news? How many accidents have there been today? How many kids have killed one another? What kind of things are going on in our government today? Is there any news out there that's actually good news? Sometimes. Very few. Very little. Sometimes. Why can't that sometimes be all the times? I'm not talking about living in a little dream fantasy world. I'm talking about people making a change. I'm talking about people not listening to all this stuff that keeps them kind of caught up as a prisoner. And the ones who are, quote, the fugitives are the ones who get ridiculed, when all they're trying to do is actually point out some things that people really need to take a look at. So I don't know if we're going to get David on the phone for today. I mean, they are 6 hours difference in us, so right now his time would be like around midnight Chicago time, so he just might be in bed. He talks a lot about the Illuminati. A lot of people have not heard about the Illuminati. nor do they really want to, because then again, they would have to kind of look back and go, you know, could that really be going on? But the Illuminatis, according to David Icke, are the group that's kind of controlling the world. They're out there. And you can just kind of sit back and watch. Like our election is going to be going on. How many of you have a vote here? How many of you think that Obama might win? How many of you think Hillary might win? Won't it be surprising to find out really who's going to come out on top? Do your votes really make a difference? Do your votes really count? Why are people so afraid to stand up for their rights today? Why are people so afraid to be a little different? You might want to ask yourself that, because I think everybody needs to. Without being a little different in this world, we're like robots walking all around. And we're being controlled by a little switch on, switch off. This is what you're going to believe. This is what you're not going to believe. And that's what we keep doing. And we do it, and we do it. And then we have the nerve to sit and complain about it. Doesn't that sound kind of funny? There's a lot of products, as I look at David Icke's website, that might be pretty helpful for people. There are a lot of products out there that other people have also written. Like the Michael Moore here in the United States is kind of like David Icke. He has his own thoughts. He has his own beliefs. And he did pretty well with a lot of them, and then all of a sudden he got kind of quiet. Makes you kind of wonder why he got kind of quiet. Was he threatened? Was he told to shut down? Was he told to shut up? I'm sure David Icke was told several times to shut up or to shut down or to watch what he says. I was really curious. I was going to ask him if with all the books that he has written and all the controversy around him, if he was ever afraid that they may try to eliminate him in some way or another. But today I won't get that opportunity to ask him that. But I am very curious about that. If anybody out there, if you were David Icke, would you be always watching your back? Again, I don't know how many of you have listened to David Icke. He has been around for a while, and I think it would be really nice once we get him on the program, and we will, even if he doesn't really want to talk, we'll try to find a way. There's other topics that he does know about. I don't know if he will talk about them if we get him on the air. One of the topics is called the Bilderberg Circle. Most people have not heard about that, I'm sure, or most people don't want to hear about it. But the theory is that there's these families that run the whole world, and they're the ones who can make it or break it with the stock market or make it or break it with anything that's going on. Again, I don't know anything about them, only what I've heard. See, I was told that there's about 15 families that actually run the world, but according to the Bilderberg Circle, there's a lot less than that. Let's go to our country, here in the good old USA, that I love. So don't get me wrong and don't misinterpret this. I would not want to leave this country for any reason. But if we look at what's going on in our country alone, we can count down many, many things. The media, let's start there. I already started on them a little bit. Do they really tell us the truth? I've been told from somebody in another country that a lot of the things that we get here are very censored compared to what the truth is told in another country. But again, that's another country, and we don't know how much truth is coming from there. So it would be kind of interesting to find out how much we really are censored. Kind of like told things that they only want us to hear, and how much censorship we have. I mean, our Constitution does tell us we have freedom of speech, don't we? Gives you something to think about, doesn't it? We talk about UFOs. Our government has yet to say, hey, yeah, there's been some beings here. Now, there are many, many people out there who know that that's not true. There are many, many people out there who have probably been part of seeing a UFO, and yet even time they stick their mind and they say, hey, this is what I saw, they get told that there's some kind of illusion going on, that it's a hot air balloon or it's a new jet that we have. what do people who are listening really believe what's going on in the world today? Do you think we're controlled? Do you think that there's a small group of people who control the world? Do you think that the war on terrorism is just a way to keep us living in fear? There's many questions out there that people are afraid to ask. And I'll leave David Icke for a few moments because I wrote another book, not just my autobiography called Raised by Angels. I wrote another book. It's not quite done yet. The name of this book is the What Do You Think book. Pencil with an eraser included, batteries not. Which means that you got to kind of do this yourself. And all this book is questions, jokes, and quotes. And it actually covers every facet of life. And some of the questions that I had in my book, without knowing the questions that David Icke has talked about, are some of the same questions that I have in this book. Some of the same things that David Moore has been out there trying to do, I already had in this book. And it's going to be out because I think it's a pretty good book. I think it asks the kind of questions that everybody needs to be asking themselves, whether they want to or not. Because we're looking at a time of our lives that we believe we don't have any control over anything. And as long as you go home, shut your door, close your windows, turn on that boob tube, listen to all that negative stuff coming off that tube, and stick your head under your shirt or in your turtleneck like a turtle, you are right. We are controlled. There is nothing that is going to make a difference. And it's people with big mouths like myself who's not afraid to say things, even though, you know, am I right? Who knows? I have my thoughts. I'm sure everybody has theirs out there. But this particular book talks about everything. It talks about religion. It talks about schools. It talks about the media. It talks about our pharmaceutical companies. That's a one. That's a winner, huh? Do you know how many representatives are there for the pharmaceutical companies? Our country is probably one of the biggest pill-popping countries in the world. And you know why? Because we're told that that's what we need to do. And then we believe them. So there's a lot of questions in this book that will be coming out. In fact, you'll be able to get it off of my website. And hopefully some people will want to know some of the questions that I ask, because I guarantee there are all kinds of questions that I'm sure at some point in time in your own mind you happen to ask. So, again, I will tell you, the phone lines are open. If anybody would like to call in and make a comment, that would be nice. If not, I can just keep talking. I'm used to talking. That's what I do for a living. I can give my opinions all day long, and it's just an opinion. Doesn't mean you have to follow it. Doesn't mean that it's right. It's my opinion, like everybody else has one. Mine, though, is a little bit stronger than a lot of people's, mostly because my intuitive part of me gives me all kinds of answers, and not necessarily that I want to hear all these answers, but they give me answers that are kind of like, okay, this is what's going to be going on, and this is what you can do to help change it, but you can't do it by yourself. So you got to let people know that. And then when you try to tell somebody this is what needs to be done, they kind of look at you like, you mean I have to make a change? You mean I got to do something else? It's really funny because, like I said earlier, people don't really want to make a change. They talk about it. They say they want to, but they don't. It's very, very hard to make a change. And the reason why it's so hard, because we all live in such fear. And if we continue to live in such fear, then we will have nothing to look forward to except our fear that we constantly are in. Now, I don't know about anybody who's out there listening, but I think it's time for fear to end. I think it's time for your intuitive beliefs to help you get through things, and it's time for your intuitive soul, your heart, and love to finally stand up and start to make some statements about what you believe to be true. I think it's highly important that a lot of people who are listening, or even spread around, I don't care, that you decide that it's time to say no to these things that are going on. Somebody pointed out to me the other day that the wall that they're building between Mexico and Texas is kind of like the Great Wall of China. But my question is, just like this person who mentioned it to me, are they building that wall to keep the illegal immigrants out? Or are they building that wall to keep us in? Ooh, that's a difference, isn't it? Building a wall to keep us in. What could I possibly mean by that? Think about it. They built that wall in another country. And then they tore that wall down. That wall was up for a long time. And I guess it worked for whatever they wanted it to do. But what is our reasoning? Illegal immigrants, they're going to find a way to get in this country no matter what. And actually, the door was opened for them during one of the presidential elections when they were told that they could. All they'd have to do was vote. And that's what they did. And then we have this flood of all of them here. And now we all complain. We complain that they're taking our jobs. We complain that they're taking over our beautiful country, our wonderful nation. Well, guess who does the jobs that we don't want to do? And guess who takes less pay for those jobs that we don't want to do? So you have to kind of ask yourselves out there, everybody. You're living on a double-edged sword here. You say you don't want them here, but yet you don't want to do the jobs that are offered. People talk about how there's not enough employment going on because of illegal immigrants. How many people out there would do their jobs? How many people would work like these illegal immigrants do? How many? We're all used to making big bucks, you know, big bucks. Now we're told that we're in a recession. We're told that the housing market sucks and that everything is going to go down the drain and that there's possibility of a depression, but nobody wants to hear that word. It's the recession that's kind of got everybody up in arms right now. But guess who had a lot to do with the way that the market went? Just like it's had a lot to do with the stock market and everything else. It's the media. Believe it or not, it's the media. They tell us things. We believe what we're seeing on that little old television. We believe what they're telling us. And we sit back there like poor little scared mice and go, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I can't go get the cheese because if I get the cheese, I'm going to get stuck in the trap. Do you think maybe if I worked with a group of people, we could find a way to get that cheese without anybody getting stuck in the trap? A lot of questions out there, aren't there? It's time other people, not just David Icke, not just myself, other people actually stood up and said, hey, what can we do to make this world a better place? How can we help each other through love? How can we, this little old person of myself, little old person of yourself, how can you make a difference? One person has a hard time doing it because it's easy to squish up one person. It gets harder when you get a few. And it gets real hard when there's a mass. And we have shifted our consciousness. Don't get me wrong. And it has gotten better. But we're starting a little late because these are things that have been around forever. And these are things that we continue to turn our eyes the other way, thinking, oh, somebody else is going to do it. Somebody else is going to take care of us. Somebody else will do what they need to do. But I'll be okay then when that other person does it. There was a commercial on television about cancer, breast cancer to be exact, and the person stated, I always said about the other person, it could never happen to me. And it's the other person who can make the difference. It's the other person. And then guess what? It hits somebody in your family, and all of a sudden you're not the other person anymore. You're the person. Or it's a relative in your family, and do you want to make a difference then? The question is, do you make a difference then? Not do you want to? It's real hard for people today to say, hey, you know, I'm an independent thinker. Hey, I'm going to do the things I want to do because there's so much repercussion that comes from it. But without the independent thinking from our heart, and without the self-healing, and the self-respect that we can give to ourselves, I don't know anybody else who's going to do it. Does anybody out there know anybody else that's going to do it? It does take time to decide that I count. You know, me, myself, and I, we're a group of three here, and we all count. And if everybody would take me, myself, and I, and times it by the total population, how high or how much higher do you think our consciousness might be? How much higher do you think we would start to create the world to be a better place? Do you ever ask yourself questions like that? Or do you just get ready, go to work every morning, do a job that you really hate, or do a job that's not paying you the money that you think you should be paid, but you're there, you're bored, you're discontented, you're unhappy, and then you go home, and it's not much better at home because being bored and discontented and unhappy doesn't stop when you walk out the work door. It continues to follow you home like a little lost puppy. And we all embrace that. And then we sit down again in front of that television, and that television just reinserts more to us and tells us that we don't have a chance. We don't have a chance. And you know what? We can make a difference, folks. We can. We can get out there. We can make a difference. You have to be brave about it. You have to not take no for an answer. You have to not let people think that, you know, you're a kook and a fool and let it bother you. You know, our politicians are out there telling us what they're going to do for the country. And they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And how many times have politicians got up there and told us the same old song and dance, and we vote, the electoral votes puts the person in there, or maybe a higher power, maybe like the Illuminati's or somebody like that that David refers to. And so do we have a say? Not really. Then we get upset because the person that we wanted to win didn't win. And if the person that we wanted to win wins, and then they don't follow through with what they've said that they're going to do, then everybody's all up in arms again. So what is the answer? What can people do for themselves to protect themselves from what's going on in the world today? What can people really do? Most common people would look at me and say, I don't know. Or they would even say, there's nothing we can do. That's pretty defeatist. Where are the people out there that actually stand for something that they believe in? Not just the politicians, because sometimes the politicians like to lie. Notice I said sometimes. I didn't say all the time. Have your doubts, though, I'm sure. And then we go back and we look at everything and we go, man, this place is a mess. This world we live in is a mess. Everybody hates everybody. Nobody knows how to share. Everybody's trying to survive. What if that almighty power just came down and said, okay, fine, I let you screw this world up for a while. Now it's my turn. I'm going to redo it. I'm going to revamp it so the earth is going to change and a lot of people may not be here. What's that going to do to you? There's a lot of changes coming here. People know that. People are afraid to admit it. People are afraid to talk about it. David Icke, when he was a lot younger, talked about volcanoes erupting in parts of the world that were never erupted before. Other people have talked about how the water is going to rise and take over a lot of the land. Now, from what I understand, global warming is starting to cause that. But do people realize that that's what's really going on? Do they really understand the place that this world is in because of what we have done to it, and then not want to take responsibility for doing any of it? You know, it's really funny to call somebody else a fool, or that they're crazy, or that they're weird. How many times have you sat down and say, how can I make a difference? How can things be changed? Or do you sit down and do that? Maybe not. Maybe you just want to go get up in the morning, get ready for work, go to a job that you really don't like, sit there, put in your time, make the money that you make so the government can tax you and take out up to maybe 50% of your money for all the different kind of taxes that you're not happy at work anyway. Then you go home and you sit there and you live in that pity party box going, oh, I'm not going to make it. Money's too tight. The world is falling apart. Pretty soon we're going to be invaded, or we're all going to die because Earth's going to change. That's a record that could be broken, but it takes you getting out of the chair and doing something to break that record. The easiest way, though, is to stay in it. The easiest way is to stay right there, because then you don't take responsibility, and nobody's going to think that you're weird or you're different or you're strange, and you just go on moseying on down the road. And if that's what you people are doing, then don't sit there and complain about what's not happening in the world and what's not changing. And don't ditz the people who are trying to make the change. There's a lot of things going on, folks. You really need to wake up. You need to start to take some of the responsibility, and you need to figure out what you can do to make the changes. David Icke, he's just one person. He's written many books, all controversial stuff. He talks about 9/11. He talks about how there's a conspiracy there, that maybe our own government had something to do with it. And why would we want to do something like that? Maybe we'll never know. Or maybe the truth will finally come out someplace along the line and everybody will go, okay, well, that's what I thought all along. Or, hey, everything that somebody else said is all wrong, and now we know that the truth is that that's what really happened and there was nobody else behind it other than good old bin Laden, and it's not our government's fault that we haven't caught the man yet, but, you know, that's okay. David Icke's book was called The Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster. If you haven't read that book, it's probably a good one. He talks about September 11th, 2001. Do you remember what that day is, folks? In his talk, though, he said, the people of the world have been told the biggest lie. The official story of what happened on 9/11 is a fantasy of untruth, manipulation, contradictions, and abnormalities. And then it says David Icke spent well over a decade uncovering the force that was really behind those attacks, and he traveled to 40 countries in pursuit of the truth. It says he has exposed their personnel, the methods, and the agenda, and it's all in the books and the videos. He talks about how bin Laden was just kind of used as a cover. And I'm sure not everybody will agree with him, and I'm sure not everybody will disagree with him. Caller. Hello? Caller?
Yeah, hi, Nancy.
Yes.
It's Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm having a nervous breakdown. How are you?
Oh, I'm not. I'm having a gay old time.
That's why nobody was able to call in. Hello, people.
Yeah, so let's make it clear that the people were not able to call in, not because I didn't want to take your calls, but because the phone lines were actually turned off.
Mm-hmm.
And we did try to get a hold of David Icke, but of course we did not. So Marie's my PR person. She is going to try to reschedule him.
Yeah.
You know, but we got to remember that he is 6 hours difference than us. So, you know, 6 o'clock our time here in Chicago is midnight his time.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm sorry, people.
That's all right. We'll try again. You know, we'll just keep trying. So, you know, Marie, is there a comment that you'd like to make?
The best laid plans of mice and men. I believe so strongly. When I first heard David, I can reiterate what Nancy said. When I first heard David, I had worked with someone Nancy and I both know on a show that was here in Chicagoland called the First Whole Life Conference that they had at Rosemont, Illinois, and I met David then. And I wasn't so sure about him, but the more I'm listening now, I think people ought to really read his book and really get everything down that he's saying and listen very carefully. This is not fantasy land, this is for real. And we have to take responsibility for ourselves, for our government, what our thoughts are, and stay off listening to the news quite so much. Because quite honestly, it colors everything that comes out. Everything. This man has been berated. He's a very intelligent man. And boy, am I sorry he wasn't on tonight. But we will get him back. And I do apologize, everybody. I did have this confirmed.
That's right. Sometimes things just don't work, and that's okay.
Yeah. But
we'll try.
He is worth the wait. He is worth listening to. The guy is really smart. He has seen things coming that are now here, up front and personal. Yeah, we all need to listen a little bit more carefully.
Great. And we will just continue for the next few minutes in case anybody else would like to call in and make a comment. They are still welcome to call.
Would you like me to hang up now so somebody else could call in for a change?
It's up to you. You can sit and talk with me. I don't mind.
Okay, well, I want to make sure that they let you know if somebody calls. But, yes, I can sit and talk to you because I'm never embarrassed to yak any more than you are.
No, it doesn't bother me to yak. You know, Marie, I was looking through his website, and I read all of the reviews for his books, for David Icke.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not read his books. I mean, and I'm not afraid to tell people I've not read his books. I've only read the reviews that it shows. But just as a person, in general, if you go onto his website and you just read the reviews of his books, I would think that the majority of people out there would at least be nosy enough or curious enough to see what they have to say.
Oh, yes. The other day, and I hadn't done this before because I'm not always loving what's on the Internet, but I went to, I think it was a YouTube from long ago, and it was one of the times where they were making fun of him, but it was a whole long, long documentary about David. And it was at the beginning, it was his lectures, and it was now, and it was about the man. If you have any inkling of what people feel like that are telling truth, I think you can glean from that this is someone of great truth. Not perfect, a person walking on the earth plane, but a person of great truth. And frequently when we say things that is not popular with what the powers that be feel, they'll do anything possible to stop them from being heard. And I feel that is what's happened here, and now is the time.
He also talks about the world order as being one, where there will be surveillance and total control, and he talks about it going on. And you know what? You can see it now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, more than ever. You can see with the iPass, for example, they know where you are anytime you're on the tollways.
That's right. You
have an iPass, they know where you are. They have surveillance cameras all over the place. And, yes, sometimes surveillance cameras are great. But you know what? Somehow they are really overdoing things because they know every moment of the day where you are and what you're doing.
That's true.
There's also a talk of putting chips into people. Now, I have a hard time with that. Why does it need to have a chip? Are we needing to be tracked that badly?
It does feel like this is a big, I hate to say prison camp, but that's the only thing I can liken it to, where the powers that be want to know everything that people are thinking all the time. They want to have people think what they want all the time. And actually, we've surrendered so much of our power, it's incredible to think how much we have surrendered. So trying to come back at this point in the game can be done, but it's going to take some work.
Well, it's going to take a lot of work because, again, people are afraid to make a change.
Yes.
And without change, there's no growth. There's no new knowledge.
That's true.
But without change, we can only watch everything constantly being destroyed like it has been.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take some really brave people to stand up and say, hey, I'm not going to take it anymore.
That's right, because the only person who's living this life individually, each one of us, is us. It is our life. It is our country. It is our world to take back. Yes. Not in an unpeaceful way. I don't mean that. But we have to quit relying on what other people think rather than think ourselves.
I think it's important that people start to pay attention. And like I said, I'm not telling you have to believe David Icke. I am not telling you that at all, but he does have some interesting facts that is in his books and in his tapes. They are interesting facts. They should be looked at so people can kind of have an idea and then make up their own mind. Don't go by what you hear about other people saying, oh, the man's a kook, the man's weird, the man's strange. Okay? Don't go by that until you picked up some of his stuff and you read it. If he has done his homework like he says he has, the facts that are in there will blow your socks off. It will blow your mind. And I think it's time that people's mind gets blown so they decide it's time to make a change. Without a change, folks, you're looking at what it is, and it's only going to get worse. And that's unfortunate. Because we live in
a matter of choices, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, again, like always, everybody who listens to me, they know that I have my child's miracle mind. I have the hardest time with getting people to understand that these children that are here to put this world together. And yet they're drugged and drugged and drugged. And so we need to make some changes, and we need to make the changes now. And hopefully, Marie, you will get David Icke on air again. And tell him I promise I won't yell at him.
Well, we will. I don't know what happened, but we'll rectify it and do it again. I had confirmation it was today, unless they don't understand what that time Pacific is, but I will get to the bottom of it. I have sent his PR person a note saying we can't get a hold of him. Where is he? Something must have happened. Things do happen, but we will get him back again.
We will get him back. So I also apologize to everybody who was hoping to hear from him and instead you had to listen to me rant and rave. But some of the things I ranted and raved about really need to be thought about.
That's true.
And so we have about 4 minutes left. And all I'm going to say, again, I will apologize for us not having David Icke on. We will get him back. And then I will get to ask him all the questions I did not get to ask him today, because I wrote them all down to make sure I didn't forget them. And we'll just go from there. Right, Marie?
You betcha. You betcha.
All right. Well, we're going to close for now. I would like to thank all of you for putting up with me today. Hopefully some of the things I said made sense. And by all means, go check out www.davidicke, that's ICKE.com, and go to my website, www.nancys, NANCYS, psychicresources.com, and see what we've added. May God bless all of you. Have a great week, and we'll talk again. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.